Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Das ist right now, down.
The rude nude dude.
I am
a rude nude dude.
You are
a rude nude dude.
Our names are
rude nude dude.
We are doing a wholly nude special about all dressed chicks.
And the great American singer, Bring Ringstein.
A lot of dads like Bring Ringstein.
He's born to run in the USA.
But on the other hand,
that's
we
Bring Ringstein.
Have On the other hand, the USMA, the USMA may have Bring Ringstein, but
you got Jar Barber.
But Canada's got Jar Barber. Jar Barber has made us believe in a better future.
People think that, you know, he only has tween followers, but guess what? That's not true. Jar Barber.
Chips. Anything to do with chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
This episode is going to be centered around
Canada
versus
USA. This is like a boxing match between the two. We have the exact freaking same flavor of chips, but one of them
is from
born and raised to run in the USA, and one of them homegrown, thank you, mom, Canada.
Let me tell you this, Jar Barber and Bring Ringstein. Our episode might be more centered on the perception of Canada versus reality, because there is one chip marketed two different ways in the U.S. versus how it's marketed at home in Canada. Two chips, but same flavor, different places. Let's see what happens. Will this Canadian chip change its flavor to be more palatable to the American taste palate?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. And we have a live American, a live rude nude dude American in our studio today. He's just going to knock on the door at some point. We don't even know when he's coming. It'll be a surprise.
As well as a clothed, swanky gal.
Also American.
She's dual.
But she's dual. So she gives a little bit of temperance to the argument.
Right.
We've
she's
got
the voice
two
of reason.
Canadians, one American, and
One chick. Who rides the line.
We might even call her, if this were a boxing match, we might call her
Muhammad Ali.
I was going to say we might call her The Ref.
Or The Rock.
Nobody can replace or trump The Rock, Sophia. And you know that's a personal, don't talk about that.
Okay.
You know I love The Rock.
Why don't we go into some of Canada's greatest accomplishments?
The War of 1812. I'm just reading lines from my notes.
If it's all you have to say, that one it makes sense to say that. Okay.
Comparing the U.S. and Canada, spelling O versus OU.
Listen, to get a trait and not twisted. We do love Ringstein. That means we love both sides of the pond that separates Canada and U.S.
The Great Lakes.
We just want to get some of the rumors cleared up.
We want to set the record straight. as we did in the War of 1812 between the U.S. and Canada. Would you say that's fair?
I'd say that's pretty fair.
Okay. Sophia, have you ever seen a streaker? Have you ever struck?
The answer is yes. In high school.
I didn't know you went there.
Streaker high school, yeah.
You're
I was actually at peak physical condition.
In high school. In would you say you peaked in high school?
Yeah, it's kind of been all downhill since then.
Probably doesn't help that you're eating chips on a semi-professional basis, too.
It's like muscle juice for me. Chips, that is.
Yeah. Actually were born with an enzyme that converts chips.
Muscle juice.
They're the catalyst for muscle juice building in your body. So,
Zoe, do you remember when you went to high school?
No.
Really long time ago.
So we're letting it out now? We're going to tell them? Zoe, guys, I'm 104.
Zoe is the longest living chip podcaster there's ever been. And I hope to see 300 more of those years with you. So let me ask you this. Going to school in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, 1900 and...
1909. 14? Well, let's not get into details because in terms of
a
my
lady
social
never
security,
reveals,
I don't want to...
A lady never reveals her age. Right. What was it
let's
like?
Say the early 20th century.
Right.
What would you like to know?
Was it really sexy back then?
It was hot as hell, I tell you.
Was everyone, like, super...
Penny farthings. Have you heard of those?
Penny farthings?
Penny farthings.
No.
It's a real hot style. Hoop skirts.
Oh. Also, did
Jodhpurs.
Did the men wear those little, like, flaps? What are they called?
Kilts? What are you talking about?
The little... Your trapdoors.
No, that was only on our pajamas.
No. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're talking about when the front crotch area of a man's pant. I mean, I can talk about these things without laughing because this was my reality back in those days.
This is how you recorded.
This is...
When you were asked...
By just being exposed
When you were asked
to...
out at prom, this is how they would come up to you.
You know, they'd actually open their jodhpur pants.
No, but there's a real word for
okay,
it.
Okay, should I look it up?
Don't you know what I'm talking
about? My memory fails me because, you know, my age and stuff, but I'll call it crotch flap on old-timey pants. Weirdly, one of my most beloved historical items came up in that search when I Googled crotch flap on old-timey pants. My second hit is codpiece.
That's what I meant. A codpiece.
Oh, I thought you were talking about open crotch pants, which are a real thing from the early 19th century. Oh, no, they're not. Look at that picture. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They are a real thing.
Of course.
Like, you're actually being serious that there's open crotch pants? Mm-hmm. I was definitely talking about the codpiece.
Okay, that's older than me, even.
So...
That's, like, from the...
Like, when you were a baby. So the way you were asked out to prom.
The promenade is what we called it back then. A contemporary of mine, a classmate, if you will. A young lad by the name of Malone. You know these so-called promposals. Well, back then, I...
A promposal back then was opening the codpiece and asking you to prom.
I tell you, it wasn't a codpiece. What we had... Are you watching me? These
I'm
pants
watching.
That came... There are buttons here and here. Mm. I'm indicating. Maybe you'll tell what I'm doing here. There was just a flap here. Instead of having a zip, this is before the zipper was mainstream.
All right.
It was just two sets of buttons, and you opened them, and just a single flap on the crotch went down.
Like a little fun slide.
So, my promposal from Malone.
Yes.
It was, you know, a drop of the crotch flap, and... There was actually...
An elegant reveal.
Yeah, but no skin. It was no skin.
No skin.
It was just a...
Little mask.
A pop-up mask covered with flowers with a speech bubble that said, "Will you go to the promenade with me?"
That is true romance at its finest.
I mean, the charm of the early... Century, 20th. The early 20th century.
The early century, you keep getting older and older.
What?
And it's not free.
Uh-uh.
Shit.
Okay. Oh, just call another American. You know, got a handful of them.
American girls. You'll be my American girl.
American girl.
We can call Kabil.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, it's really good. Jab, Baba. Are you a fan or a foe?
Here's one of Zoe's best American impressions
of the American Wizard internet.
Are you a boy?
It's so hard. It's so hard to get. Don't look at me. Okay?
Let's see if any of you get this. You can do it.
Are you a boy? Or are you... Stop
okay.
Are you a boy?
I'm sorry. Okay, wait.
Okay,
last time.
Okay. Are you a boy? Or are you a girl?
Name that reference.
Name that wizard.
So what do you think when you think of American chips? Do you think better, worse, same...
You know what I think? That there's probably so much to pick up out of the States that why do you need to go and take our favorite flavor? Dead silence. I've stunned her, folks. I've stunned her with that rhetorical question.
It's because the bag clearly celebrates Canada and doesn't steal it. It has a Canadian flag on it.
So you're saying it's not theft, it's celebration.
Yes, but one thing I didn't notice is he won't celebrate us for long because this is a limited edition chip.
Wow, so, that really put the nail in the coffin.
So maybe this is a bit of a trial run to see if Americans even like all dressed. If
well,
you have
say,
the flavor palette
for
it.
May I rephrase that? If Americans can even handle the all dressed.
Boom.
All dressed, it's a strange chip because it's many flavors.
It's
in
ruffled.
One. It's sort of like, you know that challenge where you go and get all the grossest things in your fridge and put them into one cup and then you dare someone to drink it or eat it? So it's a variation on that. But it works out really well.
I mean, it's not like you're putting poo on these chips. It's all good
flavors.
Well,
I never have poo in my fridge, you freak. I never have poo in my fridge.
Don't lie.
Oh, I think we have a special guest.
Knock at the door.
Hey.
Joe.
Wow. So we have our special guest, Joe, in the studio now.
Joe, visiting directly
from the U.S. of A.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so happy to have you, Joe. And I think you only came to Canada for this purpose,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I had my agents talk to your agents, right. And I think we made it happen. I'm really glad I could be here, though.
Thanks
for putting me up downtown and everything, too.
No, we just comp it to the chip gods. As an American and having spent several years living in Canada, what's better? Of the two.
Right into the hot
just,
question.
Which is better?
Just Canada or the USA?
Canada's pretty great, but that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this short thing I had to tell you, was that I was at a grocery store in the US of a few weeks ago, and they had all dressed chips.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
About here,
yes, yeah. And those are from the States. This is serendipity at its... truly at its peak.
So, I mean, like a few weeks ago, if you'd asked me to contrast the two, I'd have, you know, that would be at the top of the list.
Right.
But now, how can I choose?
Right.
So would you say this is kind of a homogenization and globalization between the two nations?
Would you say that
appreciation
we're
for the nation?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it must be the result of months of diplomacy.
Yeah, the leaf is in full swing.
On that bag.
There's not... I mean, it's still red, white, and blue. I'll tell you that.
So this is an imported product? Yeah.
That's imported straight from the U.S.
I actually smuggled it across the borders.
Yeah, and not even spelling flavor the Canadian way. It was also...
Yeah, that's a delicate issue.
Yeah.
Because one way they could have done this crazy operation of theirs, would to be, like, to specifically target, like, Canadians living in the States.
Right. Yes.
But by spelling
like
flavor
Barber.
Without a U.
You've nixed them.
Yeah.
You've alienated all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll keep
they
importing
honestly,
them.
They probably can't even read that.
I mean, at the least they could have... Canadians can't read...
Oh, they can't read words that don't have U's in them.
It's true.
So,
they can sound it out phonetically.
There's a silent U in all our words. That's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before you look at the packaging, just a quick opinion poll here. Does everybody know in this room what the flavor of All Dressed actually is?
No, definitely not.
Based on the packaging of the Canadian bag, there is a vinegar shaker, a red pepper, and one onion.
The American package, it's barbecue sauce, vinegar, and some red powder that might be cinnamon.
We're wondering if they're trying to appeal to the American palate with these...
With the barbecue sauce,
right.
That is possible.
Because you pretty much bathe in barbecue sauce.
Because the idea is to take the chip flavors that Americans like and put them all together.
In a flavor bath.
I'm surprised they didn't try to rename it, because All Dressed doesn't really mean anything except to Canadians, right? My impression of the term All Dressed is that all the things that are available are put on.
Yeah, and we know that that's probably not true for these chips. I wanted to say, Joe, again, thanks for coming into the studio naked
today as the rude nude dude.
And because we thought, on that All Dressed note, we wanted to make sure that you weren't
clothed.
Thanks, guys. Thanks again for this to the studio.
Yeah, no problem.
It was just under the one condition that you come in.
Yeah, we would pay for
totally
everything
nude.
As long as he spent his
whole vacation.
That was a bit of a
deal with the devil.
Hey, anything for a clever theme.
What's your most Canadian moment?
What? Like in my whole life?
Yes.
Well, I'd have to say any great Canadian moment I've had is probably a Tim Hortons, because that's just near and dear to me.
So we actually wanted to see if we could get another American on the phone right now. Unfortunately, our American dropped out last minute.
But we have another one. We won't tell you who it is.
We're not going to tell you who it is.
It's the element of surprise.
Is it someone I know?
Or may not be.
Oh, that's great. Is the person aware you have a podcast?
Probably not. I think she'll be very confused that I'm calling her.
This must be the best part of the show.
Hello?
Hello!
Hi!
It's Zoe and Sophia calling you.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. I'm at the Science Museum in Austin.
Oh my gosh, I know who it is.
Hey, guess what? We have someone else with us, too.
Who?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe!
I'm talking about chips.
I miss you. I can't hear you very well.
Well, Joe's naked. It's weird, but we're doing a show about All Dressed chips, and Joe decided to, as per our contract, not wear clothes today.
So, what do you think about that?
I am very jealous that I'm not there with you. I want to see this.
But you should let her know that the chips are available.
The chips are available,
in the words of Joe.
It's very fitting because All Dressed chips are my favorite.
Oh,
my God.
We've come full circle.
We really have.
We really have.
We timed this and worked it out and planned it so much that...
Sometimes things just fall where they may.
Does she know they're available?
Oh, you mean in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, Gaboo,
I didn't understand
what you were saying.
So, we have to tell you something.
We have big news on the chip front.
Drum roll, please.
All
dressed
chips
are
now
available in the
U.S.
No.
way.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I could go buy them today.
You yes. could.
What?
I'm taking this little 5-year-old that I'm currently babysitting immediately to buy these all dressed
in. That is a really good idea.
You're the best babysitter if you do that.
And if that baby doesn't like chips, you'll have to
forsake it.
Yeah, and I'm never seeing him again.
That's a good idea. Do you think that Americans are horny for Canadians?
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
But
okay, well, so we've cleared it up.
All Americans are too. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so generally.
So.
I mean, it's certainly not. Yeah, and you know. There are other, like, goods and services and, like, travel attractions. But, right. Also just...
Horny
just
for the
pure horniness.
Horny for the landscape.
Horny for the chips.
Horny for the chips. Gibu, we have a question for you to ask a question to us. Can you ask us a chip question?
Ask a chip question? Okay. Let's see. Oh. What do you think are the best chips to eat while taking a bath?
Brilliant.
Wow.
The first part. And the second part is, what are the best chips to eat while watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Great questions.
Kaboo.
Great questions. Okay, well, we're going to answer those questions.
We'll mull those over. Thanks, Kaboo.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Miss you guys.
Bye. Miss you too.
Miss you.
Oh, oops.
Well, I guess that pretty much settles it. In terms of the great Canadian-American debate.
Debacle, which is who's horny for who?
We've found that out.
Americans are horny for Canadians.
Yeah. I think we need to crack open the chips now,
Yeah.
So we have Ruffles All Dressed.
Well, let me tell you, this is the Canadian one we're looking at right
now. Yeah. Loud and proud, it says, Canada's very own. They're taking full ownership. You'll enjoy this bag of Ruffles all-dressed chips if you enjoy unique Canadian food. It was invented here, after all.
Duh.
You're seeking something sweet and salty and savory all in one bag.
Et trois.
You love eating chips that will make your taste buds feel like they are going to explode. Check, check, check. Check, please. They got me.
Freaking crack it open.
They smell great. They're sweet, salty, and savory.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah, they definitely got that residual spice.
We'll do a chip cheers. This is the Canadian
chip
address.
Chip cheers.
It's so good.
So good.
It's really good. It's been a while since I've had one of these. Mm. Are we going to open this and compare?
Do you want to have a look at the back and tell us what's on there?
Well, there's not a whole lot of information. It's just the Ruffles slogan.
Okay.
Which is... Because when you have ridges, the crunches are crunchier, the dipping strength multiplies, and your chips become Ruffles. That seems like it was translated.
It was definitely translated from Canadian to American.
Yeah, there were a lot of U's.
There's something lost in translation.
Yeah,
a lot of
strange.
U's. Yeah, so the American one is not red and white as you would think. It's red, white, and blue. So even though it's supposedly a Canadian chip, I'll just point out that the colors... Have revealed
American.
All.
Yeah.
All right, we're opening the American Canadian Ruffles. Wow.
Different?
They smell very different.
What?
This is huge.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. So the American bag smells, I would say, like more vinegary
and
off the bat.
Less pungent, more BBQ. Let's get some juicy chips. And
why
don't
chip
we let
cheers.
Our American guide this toast?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Chip cheers.
Great. Great guidance.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
It's a different chip.
This is a different chip.
It's like tartar sauce.
This is not the same. I'm going to say it's less good. But I'm cleansing my palate with a Canadian chip. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I just did too. They're very different.
Guys, the Canadian bag starts with specially selected potatoes. American, straight old potatoes. I mean, it doesn't say straight old potato. It just says
There's
potatoes.
Definitely
vegetable
kind of
oil.
Taste the potato difference too. What you guys had in mind was kind of like a light and fun taste test here.
I think
just
this
like
is
trying
becoming,
the American
this is like the
chips.
Next Watergate.
Yeah, this is big.
I bet Ruffles didn't think that we'd try them side by side. They were like, oh, we can fool them. Americans will definitely think that this is a Canadian chip, and Canadians will keep on believing that the Americans are trying our Canadian chip. No. No, Ruffles.
I feel like we've actually done some true investigative
journalism
here.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
I feel like I'm missing out as an American.
Yeah,
I feel less comfortable going back.
And you know what's weird about this? It's almost as if the American government sort of planned this in a way to stifle any kind of American desires to migrate north.
Right.
Almost.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, sure, we're open, we're free, you can try the chips of Canada, we'll even bring them to you. Hey, if you like them, you know, you might want to move there. But then they made them intentionally not as good, so Americans won't actually want to go to Canada.
We might have to become bootleggers of all dressed chips, the Canadian versions, into America.
Also, yeah. The first...
So that you're not fooled by this, like, rip-off version of the real thing.
I'm sure there's a community for that for the last 100 years or more.
Right. This is overwhelmingly barbecue.
Whereas I think that the Canadian all dressed might be ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think there's your big difference.
Yeah. That might be the very difference.
And maybe they said, we would love to bring this to the American people, but they're not ready for ketchup.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a strange strategy.
I mean,
that's a very insightful opinion.
It is.
I don't know if I would eat these, like, above barbecue. Yeah.
It seems...
They're
seems
not
like a
better
less good
than
version.
Other chips.
It seems like a less good version of barbecue chips.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, Caboose questions. We've got to answer them.
Yeah.
What is the best bath chip?
The best bath chip is something not too thin. You want probably a kettle-cooked chip.
Slightly water-resistant.
Slightly water-resistant.
Yeah, I was going to say probably like a thick salt, sea salt.
That was easy. All right,
potato
moving
chip.
On.
Yeah.
The Bachelor.
Best chip for the finale. So, what are you going to eat that'll enhance your emotional experience?
Yeah, and I'm going to say, in the same way that you have a few contestants at the end of that show who are getting eliminated, I'd say munchies are a perfect bag of chips for a season finale of your favorite show because
right. There's
a few things to pick from. And in a way, you can feel like you have
an emotion for each.
There's an emotion for each, and you feel like you have a little bit of agency in the whole procedure.
That is a good freaking point.
If we have to make a judgment on these, which we do... I think it's clear.
Boo! Fake version of Canada.
Yeah.
Woo! Real version of Canada. Chips.
So that means that, you know, yeah, the Canadian
Take
version
that as
wins
you will.
For sure.
Take that as you will.
Yeah.
No, the clear winners.
Are we all in consensus about that?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't... Do we have to, like, report this to someone? Or I guess we've done our job here just in this forum. But I feel
just
like we
awareness.
Should go to some kind
I
of higher authorities.
Flavor awareness.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you for being here, Naked Joe.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks so much.
As an American coming to Canada, we just want to thank you for really opening yourself up to this experience and also doing it in the nude.
And I want to be clear that we love the U.S. We do.
We do. We really do.
But we just feel sorry that you're not... We feel sorry that you can't try our real flavors.
Totally rude, nude dude. We just wish you could try the real Canadian flavor, eh?
Because we are your flavor neighbor.
We're proud of that. We're flavor neighbors. Yeah, we are.
You do? Yar.
Yar. Yar, we are.
You guys do have accents.
Wow.
Wow. This is something that you're springing on us very late in the game, Joe.
We're going to have to probe you about that
a little bit here.
We're going to have to take this outside with Joe, and you won't know what happens.
Yeah, this is something to be dealt with outside the studio, if you know what I mean. So, Joe, put your clothes back on.
Yes. We're about to tussle.
The next War of 18.
As a chip sign-off, how about we each go around and say...
Yes.
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 Goodbye.
Okay.
We are your hosts,
Sophia LaPage
and Zoe Robertson.
I feel like it's really weird that we say each other's names.
Why? I like that it's confusing.
Okay. This is a Sumo Audio production.
This was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
And
big special thanks. To our audio engineer,
Jody
Freaking
Tompkins. And our theme song is by the wonderful Fez Gillen.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.